Okay, we will now call to order the February 13, 2018 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I reviewed the minutes of the January 8, 2018 meeting, approved them, and executed them. Will all those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, and do we have any announcements before we proceed any further?
We have one case that came into compliance since your agenda, and that is case number 14, which is 01-18-02. It's 625 Loomis Avenue.
Very good.
It's 2-12-18 is the compliance date.
All right, with that, we'll go to the first. First off, let's take one case out of order, case number 18. Helena W. Montgomery Revocable Trust dated 12-17-09. Is there anyone here on behalf of the respondent?
Good morning, Your Honor. Michael Clower. I understand that my client has entered into a contract with Collis Roofing for the roof, and they say that they'll be starting that within 3 to 5 weeks. I also have the handyman is here today, is over there working on the windows right now. So she's in progress of fixing the issues, and we request that this thing be rolled over to the next meeting to allow her to do so.
Okay, you want what rolled over to the next meeting?
I'm asking you to give her additional time to finish the projects that she's working on.
I thought I heard you say 3 to 5 weeks.
That's what Collis Roofing told us, that it would be 3 to 5 weeks before they get the materials on the roof.
Okay, well, the next meeting's March 7th.
Okay.
That ain't 3 to 5 weeks. What say the city?
Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. Mr. McKelger, Mr. Clow and I spoke, and I saw the contract as well and confirmed that he does have a roof contractor with Collis, as he indicates. And I spoke with the inspector, who is Cliff Reconzone, and the inspector's found with the additional time. And the thought would be probably the April cutoff.
Very good. All right, then I'll amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until April 4, 2018 to come into compliance.
Okay.
Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Should give you enough time to finish it up
Once
and for all. City's satisfied with the effort. That's all we ask for around here. All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Case number 2, Carolyn Ricaney.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Carolyn Ricaney.
All right. I have this matter is here for, this is a continuation of a hearing from February 13th for the imposition of a fine. So that having been said, let's hear from the city first.
Ms. McKelvey, this is a situation where we looked at a circumstance where the owner was trying to accomplish a short sale. And we've allowed this additional time for that to occur. I think we even had a realtor that had come in. Was that correct? And the status is our inspector, who is Juan Davis, understands at this point is that it's still in process. And so we're...
What's still in process?
The short sale. It's usually a process that takes a little bit of time all
so
in all.
So there's a real short sale, and it's in the works still.
That's what... I understand from my paralegal as well as from...
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay,
not
well,
anymore.
New information.
As the world turns. All right. Well, let's hear from Ms. McKinney.
We need an update to know what it is.
I haven't spoke with my realtor. My phone has been off, but he called me on Thursday and told me that because there's liens on the house, nobody's willing to pay them. So the short sale might not, it's probably not going to go through, and it's going to go to foreclosure. So that's the only thing I can say right now. It's the short sale is not going to go through. So the house is going to go into foreclosure, and I'm trying to get out, and I don't know what else to say.
All right. Anything more from the city?
Yes. What I was updated with as far as information is my paralegal did email the title company. She hadn't heard back from them yet. She does understand there is an additional judgment in addition to ours that generally hinders the short sale if they don't get that worked out. So if the respondent is saying it's not happening, then we don't really have a whole lot of things we can do other than this has been here since we're going on a year, since April of 2017. If we want to wait and see until it's actually denied, we can do that. Otherwise, the recommendation of the city would be a $100 fine to a maximum of $10,000, $100 fine per day. We don't really have any other solutions.
Yeah. So piling on another fine is a solution?
Yes.
Step up there.
I was willing to take
just
on.
Just a second. I'll ask the questions. So what are these other liens and mortgages that you're talking about?
There was a lien. I had a car accident.
Okay. Just give me the short version of this.
Okay.
How many other liens do you have on this property?
One other.
Okay. Are any of them from the city?
No.
Okay. You're occupying the home?
Yes.
You're maintaining the home somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. And you're telling me you don't have the finances to bring it into compliance?
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. And you don't have the ability yourself to bring it into compliance?
No. I mean, I've put screens on the windows. I can do the lawn if I have to. The garage door that was taken yesterday, that was... But I was willing to take on that other lien, to take that off the house. And was going to be $500 down, $100 a month.
Okay, when you say take that lien off the house, I'm a lawyer, and that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I called...
You don't take a lien off the house. Who holds the lien?
I don't know.
You don't know who holds the lien? Who holds your mortgage?
DITEC.
And how much is the mortgage?
I don't even know what it is right now.
You don't seem to know a whole lot about the financial condition of your house.
No.
Do you know if this short sale is on or off?
Right now it's still on, but they're arguing about it. They want to take it off. They want to do a foreclosure.
Okay, I'm going to continue this one more time.
Okay.
I continued it last time to try to help you out here,
mm-hmm.
to try to get you from where you were to hopefully some sort of a positive resolution. All right? So I'm going to continue this matter one more time to the next month. And if it turns out at the next month there's no hope in sight, then I will have no authority left to do anything other than entertain their request for a fine. All right, so by next month, I'm hoping you're going to return to me. And you're going to know how much your mortgage is, how far it is in arrears, whether you have any liens. If so, how much are they and who are they owed to and what sort of priority do they have and whether or not you have a short sale and if the sale is going to go forward or not. And if you can't give me, because the last thing in the world I want to do is pile on mm-hmm. more liens onto a house that I'm certain is underwater to begin with. I'm assuming this is underwater to begin with.
Yeah.
Liens and fines.
I guess after
the $21,000 there was a judgment and
okay.
the home tax through the short sale is going through is only coming down to $15,700. So our lien was taken care of at the last meeting and we reduced it. It's just this one that's outstanding that they're still negotiating with.
And that's relatively, you said about
$15,700.
What's the assessed value of the home?
We'd have to pull that up. Yeah.
All right, that's okay. That's all right. We can't let everyone wait here.
Yeah, we had another
while we try to figure this out for you. So you've got another month to figure it out, and I don't mean to be abrupt or rude. But I guess what I've extended as much courtesy to you as I can. And the city has their rights too. And at some point, if you and I aren't going to be able to accomplish anything, then I have to step out of the way and I have to give them the relief they're entitled to. And they are entitled to it. And they're entitled to it right now, for that matter. You know, but... So I'm going to continue this matter till next month, and I'm hoping by then you're going to know a little bit more about the financial circumstances that you're in, and you're going to hopefully come forward and tell me you've got a solution, either you've got a solution in the works. Failing that, I'm not going to have any alternative but to just grant them the fine that, quite frankly, they're entitled to right now. All right? Now, if you're telling me, if you want to stand there and tell me this is a total waste of time and I don't need to give you an extra 30 days, just say so. I wouldn't think so.
I need the time.
All right, very good. Then let's get out there and let's try to make something happen. I'll continue this to our March 13 meeting. And at that point in time, hopefully we'll be dealing with a different set of circumstances.
I want to just ask one thing, Ms. McKelvey, as we're going down into this rainy season, if she can just maintain the lawns, as you said, if she can cut the grass, that would be helpful, and just maintain.
This is all predicated on you occupying the home, maintaining the home, and maintaining the exterior of the home. Now, I don't expect you to be able to put on a new roof or to do all the sort of things that you're telling me you're financially unable to do. But that does mean you're going to keep the yard up, you're going to keep the exterior as nice as you can, you're not going to be any more of a distraction to your neighbors than is absolutely necessary.
Okay.
Very good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Case number 3 is in compliance. Case number 4 is in compliance. Case number 5 is in compliance. Case number 6, George McClendon Jr. and Ida M. McClendon. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Ms. McKelvey, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that this property remains in non-compliance and is asking for a $100 day fine be imposed for a maximum of $10,000. And I turn to Mr. Alderman if you have any factual questions. Okay, well, I'd ask Mr. Alderman be heard. I've been told something has changed since we spoke last.
Very good. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. McKelvey.
Good morning.
My name's Steve Alderman, Neighborhood Services Inspector. My credentials are on file. I just talked to Mr. McClendon yesterday. He has over half the structure painted. He has the trash all picked up behind the house, and he is dedicated to getting it done within 30 days, the balance of it. So we'd like to extend to the next cutoff, please.
Okay, well... As is so often the case, 30 days around here is not the next cutoff date. Wow. The next cutoff date is, what's the date, 13, 17, 7, 24, about 24 days away. So yep. Next cutoff or 30 days? Tell me what you want.
Next cutoff. He'll get it done. The scaffold systems are there. He's got a lot of people out there, and he's dedicated to getting it done.
All right. Then based on our inspector's report, an inspector who's relying on what the respondent is assuring him will get done, I will go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until March 7, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 7, Jong Soo Yoon and Lee O.K.
State your name, please.
Yoon, Y-O-O-N.
Okay. Do you raise your right hand? Mm-hmm. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city attorney as far as where we stand.
Ms. McKelvey, this is... As we said before, for you for imposition of a fine, the inspector again is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman and his communication with the respondent and in light of a letter received from MBG Law Firm concerning the insurance issues regarding getting the property matters resolved as far as the roof, Mr. Alderman is requesting an amendment to the April cutoff. And he's asking for a progress report for March, just to ensure that they're making the necessary progress. And I'll turn to Mr. Alderman to explain it further. I'll provide you a copy of the letter from MBG.
Yes, sir, I do. Okay. All right, I'm hearing substantial damage due to a hurricane. I'm looking at a letter from a law firm talking about an insurance claim, and those things don't run on any timetables whatsoever. So that having been said, what is it we expect that's going to happen in March and April? And that's a question for the city as well as the respondent. What's going to happen between now and April that's going to enable you to come into compliance?
We have a meeting of mediation on April 25th.
So you have a mediation on April 25th. Well, I can tell you right now that puts you beyond the April cutoff. Have you already filed suit?
Yes. Trial date is May 7th. Yeah, right.
Okay. So you've been litigating this for a while already.
Litigation.
Never mind. You're closer to the tail end than you are the beginning. I understand that. All right. He has a mediation on April 25th, so it doesn't sound like your April cutoff is going to work. And he has a trial date in May. And I assume what you're trying to tell me is you're going to keep your fingers crossed and hope this thing settles at mediation. And with that, you'll have the funds in order to fix this roof. Is that the game plan?
You have to decide a settlement or agreement. After that, I fix the roof right away. I'm still waiting for this decision.
I understand. Okay, Mr. City Attorney, what do you want to do?
Mr. McKelvey, what we're thinking is that we would like a progress report in May. See what happened with the mediation and what action they're going to take if nothing's happened, and have a better gauge on time. And our desire is to see immediately upon that their next step is that they get a contract. And the inspector's telling me the remedy itself will take a very short period of time, a matter of weeks. So once they have a contract, they can get the work done. At least that's the perspective of my inspector. So our first step, we think, is getting a progress report at the May meeting.
Very good. All right, then I'll go ahead and continue this matter to our May 8, 2018 meeting. And what's going to happen at that meeting is you're going to come back and you're going to let us know what happened at your mediation.
Okay.
And if it all worked out for you, then I'm hoping you'll have already gotten started on locating a roofing contractor to get this work done. But either way, you're going to be here on May 8th to tell us what's going on. Very good?
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Case number 8 is in compliance. Case number 9 is Beverly Shearer. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Ms. Vakalja, this is before you from position of a fine. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that we were anticipating that they were working on windows, and we thought that we'd be able to have that resolved. It's still, as you see, even with no non-appearance, it remains in non-compliance. Inspector's asking for a $100 day fine to a maximum of $10,000. I'll attend to Mr. Alderman to address the factual status of the property.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I inspected this with my supervisor, Mr. Denzel, and we went out there, and right after that, I contacted the son of the owners, I don't recall his name, Mr. Blowers, and then I went back and reinspected it, and the gate was locked. It looks like some of the screens were up around the pool, but the overhang and the window were not done, and I honestly don't believe that the pool is clean. It's inaccessible, but it's not clean.
It's inaccessible.
Correct.
Okay. And contact with the respondent?
None.
No contact with the respondent?
None.
So we don't have any idea what the respondent's plans are?
No, and he is the son. He's not on the title.
But one more time, the swimming pool's inaccessible.
Correct.
Very good. And I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent the sum of $100 per day, commencing February 8, 2018, and continuing each day thereafter, or continuing to accrue each day thereafter, until the property is brought into compliance or the amount of the fine reaches $10,000, whichever occurs first.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Case number 10 is in compliance. Case number 11, Delbert D. Gale and Carrie Ann Gale.
Your name, please?
Delbert Gale.
Would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, Mr. Gale, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine. So let's hear from the city attorney first.
Ms. McAlter, this is before you come to the position of fine. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in non-compliance. There's been a little work done, but not very much progress. Mr. Alderman reports he was there as recent as yesterday. He asked that you fine the respondent $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
Inform. Okay, what say Mr. Gale?
Hey, Your Honor, I got this letter from about 2 or 3 months ago. I had an operation. I had a doctor going to. I just have a hernia removed on the 29th of December. I already told the officer that I can't lift nothing in my doctor. I can't lift nothing. I do all I can. My wood I have is to burn in my house. They want me to move my truck. The truck where I have is just need battery and stuff. Because I have no money, I get the mechanic guys, some of them don't come back. Don't say, last night I heard I was supposed to get battery for it. I take the battery and go test it. That truck is on move from 3 weeks ago. The guy's supposed to move it, don't show. So right there today, I'm waiting on the dude to come move my truck for me. That's what he's charging for. And that trailer, I really have nowhere to put it, Your Honor. And I have tags and insurance on them. It's not like it's illegal. I'm paying insurance on my truck. I'm paying tags on it. Right now, it's got the 1900 tags on my truck. I'm insured. It's just that I got sick. I'm in New Smyrna working down the other house. And I got sick by hernia. I just, have a corona mess. And I can't lift nothing. So I don't know what to do right now. If you even find me, I still can't move this stuff until when I'm able to lift them wood that I'm burning.
Okay, well, you were notified of this back in September.
Yeah, well,
so we haven't been able to accomplish anything since September. Well, tell me what you hang on a second. Tell me what you've accomplished since September. What have you done?
It was some wood there, Your Honor, with a bunch of wood. I removed all the wood just up a little bit, and I had to the trailer on my truck. I was supposed to move that, but I was told it was going to start up and drive, but I can't get it to start up and drive. I want to pull it, but it's so big, a little bigger than my other truck. Nobody don't want to pull it to me right now if they have a big check. And that's a problem I have right now. Because last night, officer put some of the truck for me. I called two guys, and they don't. Yesterday, I was running up and down trying to get a mechanic to see what's wrong with it so I can move it. So I'm in the process of moving that. But I can't do it too much because I'm 50 around. I hardly can walk too much right now. You know, got the whole side you're hurting me. Says like, and that happened since November. November, December, January, and this February, I got a hernia removed in the 29th of December. And my doctor told me I was supposed to do too much of nothing. So I don't know. I really don't know. And I had no money. I can't work like I used to work to do something. I ain't getting nothing here right now. Until I get on my feet, I don't know what to do. But the truck going to move this week. The trailer, I really don't know what I'm going to do with it.
What say the city?
Mr. McCallister, as you can see, in addition to the vehicle, you have parent standards external. The garage is pretty much a shack or the storage area.
Yeah,
and it's just
my garage
a lot of stuff.
And FEMA don't help me in my garage. So I'm going to get my garage fixed when I have the money. I heard about the truck and the trailer. And that's what I was working on. And my wood pile. And I do most of the wood pile. I already moved a lot of it, if you can see. But because I burned wood. But that green trailer there, I made it, Your Honor, this is really what I want to say now. That green trailer, I made it because as a poor man, I made that little trailer to go do some cooking on it. I was going to barbecue, but I can't do it because the city is not going to give you a permit to. And I got to move it over there, but I really don't know where to put it. I got some lots, but they won't let me put it on the lots. I got quite a bit of lots around here. So I'm stuck. I got quite a bit of place. I could have fenced up and put that trailer away from my yard. But the city's not going to let me. So I don't know what to do with that trailer. If you give me, say, I can put it on one of my lots and I can fence it up, then I'm willing to because I got a couple pieces of lot around here I'm taking care of. Away from my yard. So I cannot do it.
You know, it seems to me that almost everything I'm looking at just involves a little bit of manual labor to take care of about 90% of what you're having to deal with.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like heavy manual labor. As far as the trailer goes, if you can't have it, you can't have it.
Yeah.
If you can ask me one more time where to put it, I'll tell you to take it to the dump if you can't figure out something else.
Okay.
My point is, I'm sorry that there are things that the city says you're not allowed to do with the property, but rules are the rules.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Okay, now you're telling me you're ill, you're telling me you haven't been able to do this, that, and what have you. All right, I'll take you at your word, but I don't understand why virtually nothing has been done since November.
It was some wood there, sir. We moved that wood.
I heard that.
I said the wood. But
That's the only thing that kept me from saying nothing has been done.
I move a lot, but because I can't lift nothing, you know, my hands are stuck. So I actually just try to wait until I can get them bigger pieces. All of it. Yes, there are only bigger pieces of wood left there. And I asked a couple of my guys them, and they turned me down. So I'm trying to roll a bunch of it. As a matter of fact, I had a pan there around to try to burn up some of those things to get rid of them because I don't want them there myself. They shouldn't stay there that long, but I just have them for my fireplace and by our sake, it's happening. But hopefully I can get rid of them this month.
Well, we're going to expedite that for you. Here's what I'm going to do. City wants me to fine you right now. I'm not going to do that. Here's what I am going to do. I'm going to give you till April 4th, 2018, to come into compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $100 per day commences from that date and continues each day thereafter and continues to accrue until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine reaches the sum of $10,000. Okay, so now the good news is I'm not fining you today. Bad news is the fine's in place as of April 4th. So you've now got about 3 weeks to figure out how to do something or at least make enough of a dent on what we're looking at there to appease the city.
The trailer, I'm going to try to get it out of here, but Chuck should be gone this week. And that little wood, I'll take care of it.
Okay. Well, you got 3 weeks to figure it out.
I burned them. You know, that's why I use my fireplace. It's just because of this turn of year, and I can't lift. You know, it's hard on me. You know, if I walk, I'm hurt. And I'm not going to stay here and begging you guys that please, you know, don't find me on this, because I said, if you want to find me, you'll find me. I'm trying to get that trailer out as quick as I can. As soon as I get well, a little bit more. But if I got to do it because I'm you know, with this pain and putting more pain I'm being through for the past 4 months, I prefer lay down and dead.
Okay.
I'll go through so
much. All right. Well, I don't necessarily want to find you, and I certainly don't want you dead.
I've gone through some of the pain since 4 months. I don't know if my body is any more to take for the pain I go through. From my shoulder to my foot to this here. And God knows I can't take no more pain.
All right. Now, you've got 3 weeks to get this into compliance. If you're not able to get that done, what I would suggest you do is be prepared to explain to us how it is you weren't able to get it done. If it's not humanly possible, just a second. Hey, hang on a second. If it's not humanly possible, then you explain that to me. But in the meantime, we haven't seen any effort since November. So you've now got 3 weeks to do as much as you can. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me correct that previous order. The order is that the respondent be in if the respondent is not in compliance by March 7, 2018, then a fine in the amount of $100 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter, continue to accrue until the amount of the fine has reached $10,000 of the property is in compliance. All right, so what I would suggest you do is do what you can between now and March 7. Call that gentleman over there to do an inspection, and let's at least see what progress you've made. If you've made no progress and you've made no effort, then the fine's going to remain in place. That's plain and simple. If, on the other hand, you can demonstrate to me that you did everything you could, then I'll be happy to consider that later on.
You will not come to me. From the first time he comes, I would have get rid of that. But a man sick, you're paying. I can't lift them wood right now. God knows I can't.
Okay, it looks like there are a lot of other things that you could deal with there other than the wood. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 12, L.J. Freeman and Robin Spencer. Anyone for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. McAlter, the inspector in this case is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that this property remains in non-compliance for no permit for post-fire demolition or construction. He's asking for a $100 day fine to a maximum of $10,000. I turn to Mr. Alderman if you have any factual questions.
Okay. When was the last time we had any contact with respondents?
I had it January 30th. Of 2018.
And they give you any indication as to what the problem was?
He said that he was planning on getting a contractor and applying for, and have the contractor pull a permit, and nothing has been done as of yesterday.
And they had already started doing work without permits?
Yes, sir. I found it with a dumpster out front. The entire inside of the house had been demolished post-fire, and nothing has been done since that time.
Very good. What's the cap on this fine? $10,000 or $15,000?
It's $10,000. It's a homeowner. He just hasn't responded.
Okay. I'm finding the respondent the sum of $100 per day commencing February 8, 2018, and that fine will continue to accrue until the amount of the fine reaches the sum of $10,000 or the property is brought into compliance. Sure. Case number 13, U.S. Bank Trust N.A. as trustee for LSF9 Master Participation Trust. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. McAlter, the inspector in this case is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the pool was not secured within a 10-day time period, but even more so, the property remains fully in noncompliance. We're asking for a $200 day fine to a maximum of $15,000. And I would attend to Mr. Alderman for any additional factual information.
All right.
Ms. Alderman indicated that there are some neighbors that want to be heard.
Well, first off, is the pool secured or not? The pool's not secured.
It's been indicated that it is not, at least according to Mr. Alderman, according to the inspector.
Okay. State your name, please.
Janet Benton.
And if you would please be sworn.
Oh, and your name is?
Jeff Wynn.
Jeff Wynn. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Vicalja, I am a neighbor. Mr. Wynn lives next door to this property. This property is not something that's just occurred in the last 6 months. This house has been abandoned from death and very, very poor health of the surviving spouse. For 3 years plus, we have watched this house deteriorate. Before the lady passed away and before the gentleman moved to a nursing home, we believe, the house had been evacuated for hazmat people to come in and take care of the filth that these elderly couple was living in. We have watched this house go through horror as far as living conditions, rats, feces from dogs, living conditions that are just unbelievable. The exterior of the home has nothing to compare to the interior. When the woman died and the gentleman moved to a nursing home, another hazmat people came in and took out furniture, stripped things out of that home that were disgusting. The people that are now in possession title-wise, as you and I know from foreclosures, they're doing nothing. They're not going to respond. They're not going to do anything. This has gone through a mirror of one bank after another from foreclosure, probate. It's a mess. This house needs destruction.
This house is a health hazard. I mean, I live right next door. I'm at 1204. And basically, both houses on each side of me, 1200 and 1208, are health hazards. I'm just here to back up Mr. Alderman's view of the houses on each side of me. They're horrible. And they're a health hazard.
The outside has nothing compared to the inside. One of the neighbors that I was hoping would show today has actually went into the home and the hazmat people were there. It's deplorable.
Okay. Why don't you have a seat right there for a second? All right. Let's get back to the pool for a second. Is the pool open and accessible?
The gate on the north side of the house has been closed, but the fence on the south side is completely non-existent between the property line and the house.
So it's accessible?
Absolutely.
Is the pool clean?
No.
Okay. All right. Before I do anything, because I think the amount of the fine y'all are looking for is woefully inadequate, but before I do anything, what is the process now as far as, at what point does a house reach a condition that the city entertains or requires demolition, or does that ever occur?
We were just discussing that. We have a relatively fresh condemnation process that was adopted over the last year or 6 months that gave a little bit more teeth and expanded the criteria so that this very well may be something that would fit that criteria. That's something that the city would look at as we hear the circumstance. I also wanted to let you know that we have been in contact. We have this property maintenance program that we've been utilizing for several years, and we've been in contact with the property owners, or at least Ameritrust, and they had indicated that they I'm looking at a email from January 19th that said they created an account and that they were going to take care of these problems, but the inspector reports that he hadn't heard anything else from them. And that was just a response by email, a broad response, indicating they were making everyone aware that was the maintenance coordinator for the property. So apparently they know what can be done. No one's doing anything. and we'll utilize the powers, the police powers of the city, to do everything we can.
We don't have any notice issues in this case, do we?
Not that I'm aware.
All right. Respondent was cited for vacant structure and land, exterior property, swimming pool enclosure, exterior structure general. We're going to overhang extensions. The order.
And if I may, just to respond to your prior question, we do have a green card back from December 27th from U.S. Bank Trust, N.A. as a trustee. So it has been acknowledged and received. And so the January email was in response to that order that came out of that proceeding.
So this is a single family, non-owner occupied?
I need confirmation. It looks like that. I believe that's the case. Yes.
The order that I entered consisted of two parts. One required that the pool be secured within 10 days. That didn't happen. The second part said that the rest of the property was to be in compliance by February 7, 2018. That didn't happen. My question with regard to the pool, we gave them 10 days. So, Mr. City Attorney, at what point can I start to find them? When is the 11th day? The order was entered January 19, 2018. The hearing was January 9, 2018. And the only reason I ask is because I don't know what kind of lag there is between entering an order and them receiving it, or if I even need to concern myself with it, since they were supposed to be here at the meeting and should have heard the order out of my mouth. So I'm just wanting to know which date, what is the date that I would use for the commencement of a fine on the noncompliance with regard to the pool?
Mr. McKelch, I would say the date of January 19th, that was the date of the hearing. They were on notice of the hearing. In fact, it was, that was the date of the order. So 10 days from January 19th, which would be the 29th, 30th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. They were on notice of the hearing. They should have been here. And this was emailed to them immediately after it was signed, according to my paralegal.
Yeah. Very good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent the sum of $1,000 per day commencing January 30 and continuing each day thereafter until the amount of that fine reaches the sum of $15,000 or the respondent comes into compliance by securing and cleaning that pool, that abandoned pool, as it was ordered to do. With regard to the balance of the violations, I'm going to fine the respondent the sum of $200 per day commencing February 8, 2018, and continuing to accrue each day thereafter until the amount of that fine reaches the sum of $15,000 or the property is brought into compliance. Now, as far as your questions regard to demolition, apparently there is some sort of program. Get with these folks, and hopefully they can explain it to you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jan, good to see you. You look good, kid. Case number 14 is in compliance. Case number 15, Dexter Hawkins, is in compliance. Case number 16 is in compliance. Case number 17, Douglas R. Miles and Patricia R. Miles Trust Agreement, dated 6-2-2016. Anyone here for the respondent? If not, what say the city?
Mr. Calder, the inspector here is Cliff Reconzone. Mr. Reconzone reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He's asking for a $100 a day fine to a maximum of $15,000. I will attend to Mr. Reconzone for any factual questions you may have.
Mr. Reconzone. Any communication with the respondents?
No, sir.
No explanation from them as why they just won't move the junk vehicle?
No, sir.
That's all I need. And is this an owner-occupied home?
No, sir. I believe it's rented.
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent the sum of $100 per day, commencing February 2018, and continuing to accrue each day thereafter until the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000 or the property is brought into compliance, whichever occurs first. Case number 18, we've already resolved. Case number 19, Kinsey and Debbie Whaley.
Good morning, Kinsey Whaley.
Okay, and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of fines, so let's hear from the city.
Ms. McKelter, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports the property remains in non-compliance. And just speaking with Mr. Stinson, he has an update as of yesterday. The request of the city is for a fine, but I will attend to Mr. Stinson so he can express his concerns even out as of yesterday.
All right. Mr. Stinson.
Good morning. John Stinson, code inspector. My crop cases are on file with the city. This case started back in August of last year. To date, the only thing that I've seen progress on is the back staircase has been rebuilt, and the actual owner was outside yesterday morning working on the front porch deck. There have been a couple of windows that have been replaced twice because they got replaced and then broken again. But outside of those two things, there hasn't been much progress. I have not yet been afforded the opportunity to get to the interior, but the owner was there yesterday. He told me that it was not ready to be reinspected. So the city is asking for a fine to be imposed of $200 per day to be capped at $15,000.
Okay. Is this building occupied?
Yes, sir.
Is there a tenant in there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. What say Mr. Whaley?
I said there has been work done on the property. The pictures that they're showing you are not from yesterday. What they're trying to imply that they are. That property was cleaned up on Friday. We had to pick up all the loose wood and everything. There is no wood back there in the backyard by the staircase. Those pictures are from before last week.
Okay.
Okay. The place has been cleaned up. The stairs were inspected yesterday by the city. I had a building inspector out there. They checked, improved, signed off on the construction of the stairs.
Thank you.
Inspection. There's been door jams. I had interior doors had to be reinstalled where people had come in and kicked in some of the doors. I had a problem tenant there in one of the units. Him and his old lady would get into it, and they kicked the front door in. I've already rebuilt the jam. Haven't replaced the door yet, but I replaced the jam so I could get the door in. I did it to be able to secure the door, front door, because the jam was kicked in. There's been multiple windows have been put in. There's been The porch deck was, we replaced a full sheet of plywood on the front, another half a sheet of plywood on the back corner of the front porch. That's been taken care of. There's been multiple repairs, small repairs around in the property. Like you say, not everything has been completed. That's why I told him that everything wasn't done inside yet. It's getting there, but it's not done. Wasn't ready for an inspection at that time. We have been doing repairs. It's been working. We had a cracked window. Had to take one window out and put another window in because when they sent me the replacement glass, instead of sending me the glass, they sent me a whole window. So I'd take one out and replace the window. It got cracked during installation. Insulated windows are real fragile when you go trying to bang them into the wood frame openings if they're a little bit out of square, and you do have that in the case of these older homes when the house settles. But the downstairs is down to 4.
When are we going to be done with this? When are we going to be done with this?
I expect to be
okay,
able to...
Okay, the city's dissatisfied with the quantum of effort to date. You're telling me you got a tenant in there that's knocking you back a few feet every time you try to make a little bit of progress, but at the same time, this hasn't moved along as quickly as it could have. So, the ultimate question here is, when are we going to be done with this? Because if you can't sell me on something real promising about how we're going to be done with this real soon, then we're going to have to start talking fines here. I'm just being real
right now,
candid.
From what I've heard you saying, what is the next cutoff is what, March 6th?
March 7th.
What's the following one? April
4th.
April 4th.
Can we put April 4th? I will have the...
I can do lots of things. The question is, what are you going to get?
I will have the windows completed, and we can have an inspection on get the windows completely done by the April 4th. And
okay, do we have an issue here with our with a tenant?
We have multiple tenants in there, and the issue is we got rid of the tenant that we had a problem with. We suspected they were doing drugs or whatever, and
I don't care what
it doesn't matter.
I want to know to what extent are you going to tell me tenants have been a problem as far as your efforts to get this done?
Well, it has been with a couple of them. We had a couple of them removed from the property because they were creating problems.
How many tenants are there on this property?
Sir?
How many tenants are there?
You've got 8 tenants in here.
8?
Yeah.
So there's 8 separate living units there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the entire list of violations in front of you there?
I don't know if I... I got a pen. Decks is taken care of. Porches, balconies, windows, exterior doors. The mechanical appliances, which I figured was a stove, that was already replaced as well.
Well, just go ahead and take a look at it, because my question is, when I ask when are you going to be in compliance, that
I say by April 4th.
That means when are you going to be done with all those things?
We should be okay by April 4th.
What say the city to the suggestion that Mr. Kinsey thinks he can be in compliance by April 4th? Doable or not doable? Or are you going to tell me it should be doable in a lot less time than that?
What's that?
Okay. Well, and you can go ahead and speak to that. The inspector's response, Mr. Bacall, just said he still hasn't seen the interior, so he doesn't know the extent.
We're getting ready to fix that right now.
Right, but as far as for what he has knowledge of, he believes that that's something that can be done by April, by the April cutoff.
When do you want to go do your inspection of the interior? And you don't have to rush it. Just tell me when you want to do it.
I'm available whenever the owner is ready for me to come in. All right. We can go
so
do
within
it,
the
do
next,
it today.
Next 5 working days?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I don't want to do that. I'm leaning toward giving you till April 4 to get it done. But I'm also going to hold your feet to the fire because I'm not giving up on the fine that they've asked for, because that's holding your feet to the fire. And I want that inspector in that house within the next 5 business days to do that, to his interior inspection. I don't care what the condition is. All right? So as it stands right now, I'm going to continue the imposition of this fine to our March 13, 2018 meeting. All right? And on March 13, 2018, first thing I'll know is more about the interior, presumably. And then with that, I'm planning on you being able to take care of what you see right here by April 4th. And then if there's anything, you know, but I understand it's a large structure. We're working our way through it. We're going to get there eventually. But at the same time, it sounds as though we've got to pick up the pace because we've got 8 tenants that we also have to answer to. So I'm going to order that the interior be made available to the inspector for inspection sometime within the next 5 business days. I'm continuing the imposition of the fine to our March 13, 2018 meeting. I'm not making any determination yet on the fine they've requested. I'm not making any determination yet on the ultimate compliance date. I'm inclined to give you to the April 4, 2018 compliance date to get these things done that you say that you can get done, but I don't want to make that decision yet, only to find out we've got problems in the interior that's going to impact that date. So, he inspects his property within the next 5 days. All of you are back here March 13, 2018. I'm expecting you to continue working on that property as though you're going to be in compliance by April 4th. Okay. And then hopefully, March 13th, you're going to say, yeah, I'm on track for April 14th. The inspection of the interior didn't turn up much that we didn't know about already. We'll be able to take care of it all. That's fine. If, on the other hand, the interior inspection turns up something catastrophic, you know, then we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it when we know about it.
Okay.
Very good. All right. We all on the same page here?
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 20. Terry Tehiram Sitaram and VBN Sitaram.
State your name, please.
Linda Ali. My name has changed because I had a divorce.
Okay.
So it's Nanda Ali now.
It's what now?
Nanda Ali, A-L-L-Y.
And that's N-A-N-D-Y?
N-A-N-D-A.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And what is your affiliation with either of these two respondents?
Okay. I was Nanda Sitaram.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
BBN. Yes.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Well, this matter's here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city and see what they have to say first.
Ms. Bacall, as you indicate, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that, as the respondents indicated, there was a divorce and the matter of settling the property. The property was awarded to Ms. Beebe.
Ms. Allie?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it, Allie?
Yes, Allie.
All right.
Okay.
Ms. Allie.
Ms. Allie. And so she has just received the full possession of the property according to my inspector, and so we're asking to amend to the March cutoff for it to come into compliance.
That sound all right to you?
Yes. I've been starting to get everything in compliance as soon as I acquired a property.
When did you acquire the property?
The settlement happened February 19th.
Okay.
So since then, I've got the renter's license and all the stuff that I've saw on the paper. But there are certain things that I haven't got to yet because I'm working on it. So hopefully I can get in compliance now that I acquired a property.
All right. Well, as long as you make a good faith effort and you keep in touch with our inspector to let him know what's going on.
Okay.
And you satisfy him that, yes, you know, I'm making a good faith effort, but I might need more time.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you need more time, he'll be your best friend when that topic comes up.
Okay.
So that having been said, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until March 7, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, case 21, Budget Builders Wholesale Lumber Company.
Mr. Calder, as you can see, number 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25 are all similar circumstances. Just their properties in the subdivision built with and then rented out without the rental license. The inspector, John Stinson, Mr. Stinson, reports that we've been able to go and do the rental inspections. They have failed for minor issues that need to be resolved, and so he's asking that we amend to the next cutoff to allow for the them to have obtained a rental license, and that's the principal issue on all of these cases. So we're asking for amendment to the next cutoff. And I would attend to Mr. Stinson if you need further information of clarifying what's going on here.
So we're asking cases 21 through 25. Our current orders of noncompliance be amended to allow them till March 7th, which is our next cutoff?
Yes.
Okay. And I can deal with these as a group? I don't need to deal with them individually?
They're all for rental license. And Mr. Spence, if you can take just a moment. Anything unique about any of them, or is it pretty much the same in its current status?
Very good. No,
okay.
That's fine. All right, then with regard to cases 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25, all against the same respondent, Budget Builders Wholesale Lumber Company, and all of them essentially having the same nature of violations, I will amend our current orders of noncompliance in each of those cases to allow the respondent till March 7, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to the magistrate for special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Is that that?
That was it. Thank
Very
you.
Good. New cases. Harold Long, Jr. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
Ms. Vakelja, the inspector is Juan Davis. Ms. Davis reports that the property remains in noncompliance. The RV has been removed, but there's still stuff that needs to be done. She's asking that they be given until next cutoff to come into compliance.
All right. Well, based on the city attorney's report And confirmation from our inspector that they are still in non-compliance, right?
The inspector indicated she wanted to.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And in the meantime, Officer Jesmer has tagged the vehicles as of yesterday, so they should be gone in the next 10 to 15 days.
Very good. All right, based on our inspector's report, based on the city's presentation, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 27 is in compliance. Case number 28, Carolyn R. Frazier. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
Mr. McCalder, this is before you for compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Juan Davis, and Ms. Davis is indicating that it's still in non-compliance. However, she does have some updates that she would like to express to you, so I will tender Ms. Davis.
Very good.
Prior to this case, January 23rd, the owner did a writ of possession. The tenant was removed. And since that time, she's corrected most of the violations, the pool, the smoke detectors, the electrical, and a couple of other things. The only thing left is the re-roof to be done, and the permit was issued on January the 18th. So she's in rotation with the roofing company, and it should be in compliance by the next cutoff.
Very good. All right. Based on our inspector's report and the city attorney's presentation, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. And order the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 29 is in compliance. Case number 30 is in compliance. Case number 31 is in compliance. Case number 32 is in compliance. Case number 33, Alban Mitani.
State your name, please.
Alvin Tony.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Is it Mr. Mitani?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
I received the letter, and I tried to do my best that I could.
Okay, but my point is some of these violations did exist.
I did not know that.
Okay. Are we in agreement that there were conditions that needed to be repaired or improved?
Correct.
All right. I'll find the respondent in noncompliance on that basis. Bear with me for 1 second. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should be required for the respondent to come into compliance?
Ms. Vakalja, the inspector, John Stinson and Mrs. Stinson reports it should be in compliance by next cutoff. It's a tenant-occupied property, and they have started some work.
Very good. All right, Mr. Mitani, the city has suggested that you ought to be able to come into compliance and correct these items by March 7, 2018. What say you to that?
I have no problem with that. In the meantime, I did both pictures that I took this morning, and I've been working even after I called Mr. Sensen yesterday.
I'll take your word for it.
I felt that I wasn't compliant because I've been working nonstop since the 13th of last month, I believe. I went online and I seen, and he have been visiting the property. I went in the city's website and I seen it, and he wasn't there, and I seen the pictures, and I brought pictures before and after, and I've been cleaning that property thoroughly, and we agree in certain degree. I don't know what basically he is, because yesterday I was talking to him, he said there were no screens. But these kind of windows, they do have screens, and I made sure I put them in there, but they are from the inside of because they're older windows.
Okay.
I did take pictures close to it where you'd be able to see the screen, and I did put the smoke detectors through the whole house. I did paint it and pressure wash it through all that peeling paint. I painted the whole house, all the things basically, and then he requested I done them, and I have pictures before and after.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. You've got until... Have I already ordered him to come into compliance by March 7th?
No, you didn't say the date yet.
All right, then I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. As soon as you're done with everything and you think you're in compliance, contact Mr. Stenson. He's going to come out here, do his inspection, and then if you're in compliance, that'll be the end of it. If there's some dispute between you and he as to whether or not you're in compliance. We can all come back down here, and I'll look at your photographs, and I'll hear whatever I need to hear. Doesn't sound as though that's going to be the issue.
No,
so I'm not too concerned about that. So March 7, if you run into any obstacles along the way that slow you down, notify Mr. Stinson. As long as you keep him informed as far as what's going on, everyone down here is happy.
Definitely. I called him yesterday. I thought basically to save the trip, so I didn't know because I've never been here. And I
that's
was
right.
Actually, I live in Detroit, and I come back and forth.
I don't
and
think
I
there's any need for
take
that.
As many days as I can. In the meantime, so I'm handicapped. I got a plate in my head and a rod in my legs.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, and it sounds as though you've got this under control.
All right.
You and Mr. Stinson will be able to figure it out.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Case number 34, Fred L. Bowman. Anyone? All right. Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
Mr. Vakelja, the inspector in this case is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that the property remains in noncompliance. The respondent has a number of things he needs to do, but the pool is drained, but he still, of course, needs the enclosures. But just so you know that it is drained, so it's not a drowning hazard.
It's not a drowning hazard, it's just a falling hazard. All right. Okay.
So we're asking for our next cutoff for the property being in compliance, and I'll send to Mr. Stinson if you have any other questions.
Okay. Lack of pool enclosures, so this thing's accessible, I guess?
It was, sir. Originally, there was a pool enclosure. It was damaged by the hurricanes, and the HOA complained about the damaged enclosure. Due to the length of time having it replaced and all the other work going on, he had it completely removed, along with just the enclosure being damaged. The actual pool itself was damaged, too. So now he's had to drain the whole pool because now they have to resurface, so it's basically going to turn into a construction site.
Mm-hmm. All right. In any event, all right, so be it. All right, based on our inspector's report and the presentation by the city attorney, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance. Did you say next cutoff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And order the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2018 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 35, Anthony Reeves.
State your name, please.
Anthony Reeves.
And is he going to testify?
I'm not. He's part of the buyer of
okay.
the property.
And your name?
Anthony Maroney.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Reeves, do we agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
All right, then I find the respondent in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should be required to bring this property into compliance?
Mr. Bukowski, the inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy says the next cutoff would be sufficient for them to come into compliance.
Okay. Mr. Reeves, it's been suggested to me that you ought to be able to bring this into compliance by March 7, 2018. What say you to that?
Yes, sir. Well, actually, I'm selling the property to him. He's the buyer of the property. But if not, I still have to come compliance. But actually, he got the contract on the property. He's a realtor, and I've decided to sell it to get rid of it because it caused me too many problems.
All right. Well, do you plan on closing before March 7, 2018?
Yes, sir. Supposed to close at least by March 1st. I was in the contract.
All right. Tell me what you want to do, Mr. City Attorney.
Well, I don't know if Mr. Maroney wants to be addressed at this point, but I'd be interested in knowing how close he is and if that's something he can do by the next cutoff. We do have to allow him time, and we'll do that if he needs it.
Thank you for saying that. I own First Class Realty and Property Master, a small real estate company, work for owners, and this particular owner that's purchasing, it's not actually me that's purchasing the property, it's Paul Potentis from Boston. This property is in trouble. It needs a lot of work. I wish I had pictures. And so once we acquire the property, we're going to have to bring it to code, and there's lots of electric and everything else that it needs. It's going to be quite costly, and it's going to take a little bit of time. Also trying to purchase the property next to it, the empty lot next to it, so it will be parking for the apartment that we're purchasing right now. Right now it's two on the property price, it's two units, but it's always, it looks like grandfathered in to whatever degree, I don't know, three units, and there's a fourth nice unit, living bedroom and bath, which is not operational right now. So the whole property needs quite a bit of money and redoing, and then it will be rented. I own a small little property management company, so it'll be rented to Bethune-Cookman, which is two blocks down, or any other students or people that would want to rent. It's just the whole process is going to take a little bit of time, and I don't know how much time it's going to take because it needs a lot of remodeling. The whole place inside and out needs to be done. And we're also going to be looking to see if we can get, this gets a little involved, I'm sorry, maybe this is a little too much information, but we have to turn this property that's, you know, needs a lot of help to a very nice property, and that's, we might even be talking about a, I'm sorry, it's rezoning, because right now it's on the books for two, but it's a larger property, especially with the lot next door, which would be the parking, and that takes the time that it's going to take to get this house beautiful, you know, inside and out. So it's about the size of it.
All right. Well, do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, so I think we're kind of talking two things. We're talking minimum requirements, and we're talking vision. And we love the vision, and we love for them to do all the things and accomplish all the things that Mr. Maroney expressed and desired. But as far as getting these minimum requirements accomplished, they can be done by the April cutoff, we believe, or at least they can get real close. So that's what. I know I said the March initially, but not in speaking with the inspector and understanding the at least plan to change hands, we believe that the April cutoff will be reasonable at this time. And if they need the additional time, we can look at that based on the action that's taken by the respondent, whoever that may be. I mean, we have these alternatives in one sense because we don't have a new owner yet. We're not in this situation where once there is a new owner, we're required to give them the additional time to come into compliance. And so accepting and the representation that there is a change of ownership, that's one of the reasons we're giving this additional time. If ownership was not changing, we would say that we should be able to be ready by next cutoff. That's the position of the inspector.
Well, this guy probably isn't going to be doing anything to fix the property.
Understand.
This guy doesn't even get started on the property yet until the closing happens. And the closing, as I understand, happens March 1st.
Yes,
and
sir.
So if the closing takes place, then we've obviously changed guys, one of whom is before me, one of whom is not.
Now, I had started working on the property. The department was, somebody threatened me that if I knocked on their door, they was going to bust my butt up. So I even told Mr. Jerome that, and I called the police. You made a threat to kill me, you know.
And they don't live on the property anymore. There's two other people that my property management is going to start working on getting them out now.
And we have tenants, too.
Yeah, the two tenants that haven't paid in forever.
How about a better suggestion? What about if, Mr. McKelvey, if we look at this as giving them till next month to come into compliance and expecting that in this time period that he will, or at least next meeting, that there will be a change of hands in the property, and if indeed there is, then we'll be noticing a new owner who would need to come before you. So I think as a better thought, since we don't have a new owner before you and a new owner noticed, we're still left with a situation where we're going to have to notice a new owner. And so I guess in that sense, the April may not really be
practical except for bringing them back for the new owner back for a meeting before you.
I don't want the property going that far down the calendar without us dealing with it. I don't want to wait till April to find out we've got circumstances we haven't anticipated. All right.
May I say one thing?
Absolutely.
The outside could be brought up to very looking nice, and it's going to be boarded up at least in the back with the doors that are open. We're working on getting the two tenants out, and then it's going to sit as nice and contained as possible and looking decent, well, picked up and such. But on here, there's some electrical, too, and that won't be done, I'm sure, by March. It might hopefully be done, and by April we have to get a contractor on the job, too.
Well, here's what I suggest. Have I already found him in noncompliance? First off, I find the respondent in noncompliance. And I'm further ordering the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And I'm also going to simultaneously order this matter on our March 13 agenda. And Mr. Reeves may or may not be here. Well, let me put it this way. If your sale falls through and you're not in compliance by March 7, 2018, then you'll be subject to a fine. I'm also going to put this matter on our March 13 agenda, because if your sale does go through and now you are the owner, then we'll be happy to talk to you about how much time you think you're going to need to make all your improvements.
Yes, sir.
So, since none of us knows what the future holds, I'm sure you are going forward with your closing as planned, but sometimes things change. So, you are either going to be in compliance by March 7, 2018, or you're going to be fined. And if the property sells, then we'll meet with you on March 13, 2018, and you'll lay your program out for us.
Yes, sir.
Does that
Thank
sound
you.
Fair
that
enough?
Sounds good. There's only one caveat to that, perhaps. Anthony is going to family in Georgia very soon, any day now, because he has some physical things he has to go to the doctor for, and I don't know if he'll be back by March 13th or not.
Well, I'm assuming Anthony's not going to be here at all March 13th, because I'm assuming your sale's going to go through.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think so.
And I guess if his sale doesn't go through, Anthony's going to be in all kinds of hurt for multiple reasons. So we'll deal with that when the time comes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good luck to you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Case number 36, Clarence and Ursula Singletary.
Could you state your name, please?
Clarence Singletary.
And raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Singletary, do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Bear with me one second. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Mr. McKelvey, the inspector is Daniel Garcia. Mr. Garcia recommends or believes it will take until the next call for the respondent to come into compliance. He did want me to let you know as well that there are neighbors who wanted to be heard on the matter in the audience.
All right. Well, let's broach this first topic. Mr. Singletary, I'm told you ought to be able to come into compliance by March 7, 2018. What say you to that?
Yes. I think one of the issues was a renter's license. I applied for that and paid for it yesterday. That's a receipt here of that.
Okay.
But, however, the property has been sold. The people that live in the house are leaving. The closing is going to be on March 1st. So I think the violation of the renter's license, I have that here, or application of that here, is paid for. And however, the property is sold. It's under contract. I have the closing statement, and I have the sales contract. So as of March 1st, the house will be empty and sold.
Okay. Have you closed on the sale?
No, the close will happen March 1st.
March 1st. All right. Well, I'm going to put my order in place, and if, in fact, you go forward with the closing, then that'll change circumstances.
Okay.
I understand that. But, again, sometimes these things fall through. I'm not trying to jinx it. I'm just saying sometimes these things fall through. So I'm going to go ahead and – have I already – Have I found the respondent in noncompliance?
Yes.
Have I ordered him to come into compliance by March 7th yet? Then I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance. Never mind. I should not do that just yet. Okay, we have folks that want to be heard on this matter.
Can I say one?
Yes, sir.
Like I said, the house will be sold on March 1st.
Okay.
And the people in the house will be gone by March 1st.
Okay.
And if, for whatever reason, the sale doesn't happen, a renter's license has been applied for.
So, gotcha.
So I've covered both angles.
Mm-hmm. Seems like.
Sure.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
State your name.
Lucienne Giroux.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Hi, I'm the neighbor at 1109 Madrid, right next door. And since he has owned the house, it has been like nonstop, 5 to 7 tenants at a time coming in and out. Cars have been both driveways. Both garages, I know, are rented, has person in each garage. One morning I was leaving to take my daughter to school, and they have one bathroom in the house. The tenant that lives in the garage on the east side was coming out the front door carrying his clothes with a towel wrapped around him. He must have just came out of the shower and was going into his garage apartment over there. And it's just 5 to 7 people constantly there, and shouldn't be in that neighborhood.
All right. Well, notify the city that you suspect there's some sort of dorm living afoot that's improper. Whether that's the case or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I suppose that's your recourse if you think someone's not complying with the city's ordinances,
yeah,
whether it be a property owner or a tenant.
Yeah, because it only has 3 bedrooms in there. And I've heard and I've seen where they put up walls to put another bed in there for more people. And I've spoken to a couple of the tenants that have been in there that are afraid to come and speak today, that they said it's just horrible. They're staying there basically because they have nowhere else to go. They can't afford to pay more rent than $500 a month is what he's been charging, $500 to $600 a month, they tell me.
All right. And have you reported this to the city?
I've been speaking to Mr. Garcia, yes.
All right. Well, I can only hope that they'll follow up on it for you.
I hope so.
All right, ma'am. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. All right, that having been said, I'll go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Very good?
Appreciate it.
All right, good luck to you, and you might forewarn your purchasers that the neighbors are unhappy,
yeah,
for whatever it's worth.
The house will be empty. I believe the gentleman that's buying the house is going to occupy this spot.
That'd be great.
Apologize
Super.
To you and to the office.
Not a problem. Good luck to you. All right. That concludes our regular agenda, I believe. Do we have any miscellaneous business to bring before his special magistrateness?
No, sir. I don't know of anything. Anyone have anything? No. Nope.
Anything at all? Everyone's a Philly. Everyone's an Eagles fan now?
Yeah, go Eagles.
No, Cowboys.
All right. Oh, I'm supposed to do this. All right. Then we're adjourned. June 19th.